This Mission Sunday, we're turning to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. We'll be reading from two translations, beginning with the New International Reader's Version. The God of this world has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They can't see the light of the good news that makes Christ's glory clear. Christ is the likeness of God. The message we preach is not about ourselves. Our message is about Jesus Christ. We say that He is Lord, and we say that we serve you because of Jesus. From the Message translation, all they have eyes for is the fashionable God of darkness. They think He can give them what they want, and that they won't have to bother believing a truth they can't see. They're stone blind to the day spring brightness of the message that shines with Christ, who gives us the best picture of God we'll ever get. Remember, our message is not about ourselves. We're proclaiming Jesus Christ, the Master. All we are is messengers, errand runners from Jesus for you. Throughout the ministry life of Paul the Apostle, he paid strict adherence to a principle which served as a key to the amazing ways in which God used him in reaching the known world of his day with the gospel. And here it is. This principle that Paul adhered to was this: the focus of his preaching, of Paul's preaching, was on Christ Jesus and not himself. Over and again in Paul's writings, he makes this clear. If anyone draws attention to himself in preaching about himself or preaching his own ideas and accomplishments rather than Christ, that individual is not to be regarded or followed. Why was Paul so adamant in this matter? Because Paul knew that Satan, the god of this world, he holds men captive through the allurement of money, the allurement of power and pleasure, with self at the very center, thus hindering man from clearly seeing the light of Christ's good news. And as a result, they are kept in a place of darkness, of obscurity, no clarity, an unfocused state. As our text says in verse 4, all they have eyes for is the fashionable god of darkness. This is how Satan seeks to rule his kingdom, preventing men from seeing the gospel light that focuses on Christ's glory as the image of God. And this is why Paul used tremendous care to make the truth of God clear to men. He understood this. He understood that in the midst of this unfocused world, we must always be focused in pointing men to Christ and Christ alone. Today we conclude the series of messages we began some weeks ago, staying focused in an unfocused world, staying focused in an unfocused world. Church, we live in a world that constantly promotes a you've just got to have it mentality, a you just got to have it mentality. All one has to do is look at the advertisements, the commercials, the slogans, the entertainment. Everything is about obtaining. Everything is about achieving. Everything is about satisfying any and every desire that might pop up. You need this. You can't live without that. Everyone has one, and so must you. Look how it will improve you. Just go for it. If it makes you happy, why not? On and on it goes. The world is vying for our attention to allure us away from the things that are holy and pure and morally right. The enemy of our soul wants us to focus on earthly things. To what end? That we allow the things of this life to distract us from what Christ has called us to be and to do. Now, since its inception, the church has been focused on outward expansion. We seek to win people to Christ, not to have bigger churches, but because we serve a missionary God who is in the sending business. God sent his son to redeem us and provide a relationship with himself, thus giving our lives true meaning and focusing us on our purpose. And now he sends us, the church, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to a world that is desperately in need of a savior. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verses 4 through 6, we speak, Paul said, we speak the good news because God tested us and trusted us to do it. When we speak, we are not trying to please people, but God who tests our hearts. Verse 5, you know that we never tried to influence you by saying nice things about you. We were not trying to get your money. We had no selfishness to hide from you. God knows that this is true. We were not looking for human praise from you or anyone else. Now, there's one word right in the heart of these amazing passages from which we will draw our final thought in this series. And it's the word influence. Influence. Verse 5, we never tried to influence you by saying nice things about you. We were not trying to get your money. We had no selfishness to hide from you. When Paul was with the Thessalonians, he didn't flatter them or seek their praise. He refused to say nice things about them to gain influence over them with the hopes that they would direct this world's goods to himself. No. He and Silas completely focused their efforts on carefully presenting the pure message of salvation, honestly and lovingly. And from this example of Paul, this great missionary who went forth and clearly focusing the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ everywhere he went, staying focused, I want us to learn the final truth in this series, staying focused in an unfocused world. Number 6, focus your influence for Christ in your world. Focus your influence for Christ in your world. Church, it's one thing to be a Christian in the world. It's another thing to be an influential Christian in your world. Each of us as believers, we have the capacity to influence the people around us as we seek to live in a manner that reflects Jesus' heart for the world. By looking at our life, as they observe our lifestyle, they are influenced to bring their life to a place of surrender to Christ and to follow him, which is why Jesus Christ bled and died. Influential Christians focus on a couple of things that they have in common, and I want to zero in on this for the next few moments. Influential Christians, here's the first thing they have in common. They pursue character, the pursuit of a character that reflects Christ's character. The pursuit of character that reflects Christ's character. Influential believers stay engaged on the journey of knowing and understanding Christ and his heart. But it's not just that. They allow what is learned and understood to shape their heart, to shape their life. This is why they are people of influence. This is why they are being used of God in such a great way in this unfocused world. In their world, they are able to pursue, they stay focused in their pursuit of a godly character, of Christ's character. They're very intentional in allowing their character to be fused to Christ's character. And they thus make a great impact in their world. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, Paul brings this out so clearly, showing the impact made in our world when we truly pursue godly character. 1 Timothy 4, 15 and 16, cultivate these things. Immerse yourself in them. The people will all see you mature right before their eyes. Verse 16, keep a firm grasp on both your character and your teaching. Don't be diverted. Just keep at it. Both you and those who hear you will experience salvation. Secondly, for Christians who influence, their actions are consistent with their focus. Their actions are consistent with their focus. Influential Christians do not allow themselves to become distracted by the things of this world, to become distracted in their journey of learning and growing in Christ-like character. Even when facing situations or challenges that are intimidating, they consistently display the courage to stay focused. And this consistency is what stands out. Again, Paul, in his missionary endeavors, in his great missionary ministry, he understood this truth in dealing with antagonistic Jews. In Acts chapter 13, verses 46 and 47, Paul and Barnabas did not back down. Filled with courage, they boldly replied, "We were compelled to bring God's message first to you Jews, but seeing that you've rejected this message and refused to embrace eternal life, we will focus instead on the nations and offer it to them. This will fulfill what the Lord has commanded us. I have destined you to become a beacon light for the nations and release salvation to the ends of the earth." Look at the impact that was made in staying consistent with their focus. Verse 48, when the non-Jewish people in the crowd heard these words, they were thrilled and they honored the word of the Lord. All who believed that they were destined to experience eternal life received the message. God's word spread like wildfire throughout the entire region. And may it be so for us, church, especially in this season that we're walking through presently. So many are struggling to see the way forward. So many are struggling to make sense of it all. Let's stay focused. Let's keep pursuing. Let's continue to be consistent. Come on, join me as we pray right now. Father, in this unfocused world of ours, give us the grace, oh God, to live life in such a way that Jesus is clearly seen as Savior, our Master, our Lord. Indeed, oh God, the world is seeking our attention. The world is calling to pull us away from what you have called us to be and to do. Oh God, let us be careful to remember that you have sent us to be the light in the darkness. May we focus our influence, oh God, in lifting up Jesus higher, pursuing godly character. May we be consistent in our focus to grow in Christ-likeness. Give us courage in this hour to stay alert, oh God, keeping a godly perspective when we're faced with such intimidating challenges and struggles. Use us, oh God, use us like never before to see the good news of Jesus transform lives, touching those around us, oh God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. If you truly desire to know more about entering a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, or if you would like to know more about Nairobi Lighthouse Church, please call or take a moment and text the number that is at the bottom of your screen. We'd love to hear from you, love to be in touch with you. God bless you.